Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. There was a time when chefs went about their work rather anonymously. Except for Julia Childs, Betty Crocker, and a few others, chefs weren't widely known. Cookbooks may have been the only way to gain much fame, but then came food channels, shows, and competitions, and the food world exploded. Joining me this morning is a veteran judge of many cooking competitions, Melissa Passanen, who writes for the Burlington Free Press Savorvore series. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
You and I have been judges at the Junior Iron Chef competition, which was just held for the sixth time this past February. Describe the scene for us at the Champlain Valley Expo during this competition.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I love that event. I was actually lucky enough to be a judge at the very first one in 2008, and I did not judge this year because, Rick, you took my place. No, because I had something else I was doing that day. But it's more than doubled. This year they had 74 teams from 55 schools all over the state, and I have this vivid memory, and I wrote about it for the Free Press that very first year in 2008, of driving, going to the expo, and seeing these vans with like big, you know, handwritten signs, go team, blah, 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 and thinking, oh, I wonder what is going on sports-wise over at St. Mike's. And it was the teams from these schools that were so, you know, excited and behind their teams. And the kids are just all really into it. And they've all been prepping. I did a story another year where I followed three different teams from three different schools in how they were prepping and getting ready for the event. And it's wonderful because it pulls so many different kinds of kids. There are tech centers that get involved. There are schools for kids with special needs. There are obviously many, many public schools of all kinds who get involved. And everyone is just united in this excitement about making good food out of good local ingredients. And it's just contagious.
It is. And it's cacophonous in there. Friends and family come to cheer the kids on. It's a lot of fun. Now, I tasted a wide variety of dishes when judging. I had shepherd's pie and tacos and chili. Do you have any favorites that you tasted during your judging?
Well, yes, I do. And in fact, one that was so good that it actually is in this current issue, the spring issue of Vermont Life. It is a pretty in pink pancake from the team at Bellows Free Academy Fairfax that was one of the winners from last year's. Can you guess what the pink might be? You already know.
Right? Well, I know, it's beets.
Right, audience, can you guess what the pink might be? Anyway, it's beets. And it tastes so good. You would never know. In fact, when I first tasted it, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I thought it was strawberries because it was super sweet and it was red, but it was beets. So they make it with, I think it's pastry flour, whole wheat pastry flour. So it's good for you. It's really delicious.
Tip of the cap for the great name. I would have probably called them borscht pancakes.
Oh,
and no one would eat those. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about local cooking contests and the judges who have to taste all that food. Now, Melissa, you also judged a competition that got Montpelier involved. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was great. So this was the second year that I've judged the Capital Cook-Off, which is part of the annual Vermont Farm Show. And it's really fun and different because it's adults cooking, and it's three teams. One is made up of Vermont state senators, one is made up of state house representatives, and one is made up of employees of the Agency of Agriculture. And they get a set basket, which is how these usually work, of ingredients, and they all have to use the same ingredients, and they have, I think it's 45 minutes to cook something up. Each year that I've judged, one of the teams has had a ringer professionally trained chef, not necessarily on purpose, but the first year, the Agency of Ag, there was a gentleman who was, I believe, a meat inspector who also had been a chef. And then this year, the House of Representatives team had a chef, restaurant owner, Tristan Tolino, who's a rep from the Brattleboro area. And I have to say that as talented as these people may be in their respective work in the legislator or the Agency of Ag, somehow that team with the chef usually manages to pull off a really, really good dish.
Got to have a ringer to win. Now, you've also judged more serious competitions. What about one with professional chefs?
The Champlain Valley Agency on Aging has a top chef event every August. It's a fundraiser for their great work they do supporting seniors across the county. And that one is always three professional chefs. And I have judged that one. And those are really tough because they get a larder they can pick from with local ingredients, and I think they have some planning time, but they just do amazing things. I wasn't at the one that happened this past summer, but Sean Kelly, who is the executive chef of Amuse at the Essex Resort, won. And if you just listen to the description of what he made, it was amazing. It was appetizer and an entree. Appetizer was carrot bisque with local balsamic vinegar reduction and a rabbit quenelle, which was Vermont-raised rabbit. And then there was sautéed rabbit liver, kohlrabi slaw, and a ravioli of greens on a pistachio and reduced local balsamic sauce.
Oh, yeah, I make that every
night. Yeah, right. It sounds delicious to me. I think I might have to judge this one again. Are you listening? But it's pretty serious. And they also, I believe they also get judged on, which professional chef competitions always are, on how clean they keep their station and how they use their different ingredients in, you know, in obviously a more specific way than the other two competitions. But in general, I think these competitions are all so fun. I used to be a fan of the ones on TV, but I'm kind of over them. And what I love about these local ones is they just get everyone, whether it's a student or a professional chef or a legislator, really involved in a hands-on way with local foods. And I don't think there's any better way to celebrate local foods than cook beautiful things with them and have people get excited about that.
That's fantastic. Well, we've got 17 bowls of chili for you to taste before you leave today.
You know, so. I haven't actually judged a chili cook-off, and there are a bunch of them in Vermont. So now I'm insulted that nobody's invited me to judge that. But yeah, I think that would probably be a hard one.
We'll see if we can get you that gig.
Thank you.
Melissa Passanen, thanks for joining me this morning on the VPR Cafe.
My pleasure, Rick, as always.